AT&T Mobile. K8BCW. K8BCW.
Hi, Dan. Name here is Bentley. I'm up in Harbor Springs, and our power just came back on. It was out all night last night, so not a fun morning, but not too bad.
Yeah, I know there was some power outages up there. I see. Saw Pygee's update about a little over 1,000 people out this morning. We have a seasonal place over in Akiak. We keep the power and the internet on. We frequently watch the cameras up there. I mean, I guess it's okay for security, but, you know, you bring them up and watch for a while, longingly wishing you were up north. You know, we haven't been up there since we closed it up in end of November. And, yeah, I looked at them about 5 o'clock yesterday, and it's like, man, where did all this debris come from? You know, there's little branches down all over the place. And then on Facebook, I saw an NWS weather notification. I thought, you know what, I'm going to pop back to the cameras and, you know, grab a couple of, you know, pictures from them. And, you know, it was, I don't know if it was 15 minutes and everything was offline. It's like, alrighty then, or maybe not.
Yeah, we had temperatures just above freezing and wind gusts up to 35 yesterday, and it poured most of the day. Got a little bit of icing. It was no big deal, but we made it through the whole day in the evening and then about 11:30 last night. For whatever reason, the power went out for about, I think it's 450 customers here in the Harbor Springs area for Great Lakes Energy. My guess is a tree fell on one key wire somewhere and not to fall out, and Like I said, it got turned back on about 9:30 this morning. So we're back up and running. It's all good. But I will say this, early spring in northern Michigan is quickly turning into my least favorite season.
Yeah, and after, you know, of course, the big ice storm last year, we lucked out. We had very little damage at our place from the ice storm. We had to do a little bit of fence repair from a couple of branches that came down. And actually, a couple of the pictures that I saw on Facebook last year, I realized that those were within a couple of driveways of where our place is, you know, with trees that were down across, or, you know, mostly across 23. But yeah, that was one of the camera was still on yesterday evening. I, you know, tipped it up a little bit and was looking at the trees, and I, you know, they're all they're pan tilts. And so I was thinking, boy, that it looks pretty, but that is a lot of ice. So I mean, I wasn't entirely surprised that the power went out. I checked it about 15 minutes ago, and it was still down. You know, for me, it's an inconvenience because, hey, I can't see the cameras up there. You know, whoop-de-doo. You know, the people that actually live up there full-time, you know, that's a hassle for them. I feel sorry for the guys that have to go out and, you know, do the lineman work to clear that stuff. And, you know, that really is a thankless job.
Well, that's kind of what they sign up for, and they actually love it. I work for a combined electric gas utility, and whenever there's a disaster somewhere else, those guys can sit home and enjoy their nice, comfortable, non-storm area. But they jump in their trucks, and they head to wherever they're needed, and it's pretty amazing to see that happen and see how dedicated those folks are to doing their job. So It's quite a job that they have, and it's not easy.
Yep. Oh, I know they make some fat cash with overtime. I would think that it's got to get a person down a little bit if they pay attention to social media. You know, all the angry people, tell them what a terrible job they're doing while they're out there literally risking their lives from, you know, stuff that come down and knock him into eternity. I know that they make pretty good overtime on that. Yeah, we've had some good storms down here in the Milan area. I'm also with the fire department in town here, and sometimes it's a little frustrating when you're sitting on, you know, primaries down for, you know, not just a couple hours, but, you know, literally day and a half sometimes. But you know, there's only so many of those guys to go around, and, you know, they're definitely working at capacity. WTPT Mobile.
Well, I hope things get restored at your place there. I'm guessing that you're probably a Presqu'ile customer over there, and their capacity is even less to, you know, get enough people out when there's a widespread outage, so it might take a little bit while longer for you. I'm on Great Lakes Energy's lines, and they do a pretty good job of getting to us pretty quickly, but there's only so many of them, too, and they only have so many resources. It is what it is.
Exactly, and I think it's, you know, the number that I saw that Tai Chi put on Facebook is to, you know, how many customers they had out. It's like, well, you know, really, that in the scheme of things, that's not a lot. I think it's kind of localized. I've got a good friend that lives, you know, within less than 15 minutes from our place, and, you know, the power never hiccuped over his house. You know, he's good to go. ironically enough, in the storm last year, the power at our place was only out for like a week. He was without power for 2 weeks. That had to suck.
Yeah, over here, we were out for 12 days in Harbor, but I know some folks, some coworkers of mine over in the Alpena area, they were close to 16, 17 days before they got theirs restored, so pretty mass devastation. It was, they call it a generational event. I hope I never see another one like it.
No, I'm with you on that, boy, the... It certainly changed the look of a lot of places too, with all the tree damage. Yeah, there are things you definitely do not need to do again. Yeah, I consider ourselves fairly fortunate that we say that the only damage that we took at our place was, the stockade fence. We had to replace, I don't know, four or five of the boards on the fence. That was it, you know. Cut up some trees. There was crap down all over the yard, but, you know, we were lucky that, you know, the way the trees are, you know, none of them are really close enough to the house to fall and hit it. But, you know, there's a fair amount of cleanup. But, you know, what we had in comparison to what others had, you know, was really insignificant. So, I think we got off pretty good.
Yeah, I lost one small piece of siding and got a dent on my gas grill on my deck. So that was the extent of my damage. But I did have a lot of tree damage. I live in a wooded subdivision and had a pretty good sized bill for taking down. I had four trees that I had removed. Because they were damaged so severely, and then some trimming on several others to get rid of hanging branches. And with all the equipment going across my yard, I thought it was going to be in pretty bad shape the whole summer, but it came back pretty nicely, actually. So I was pleasantly surprised with the way it turned out. Lucky in the end, actually.
It's amazing how quickly yards and stuff like that bounce back. I mean, sometimes they're kind of rutted, but, I work for Motorola, and, we do a lot of, been a lot involved with a lot of site development at tower sites around the state of Michigan. And, when they're out, building the new, the compounds and, put them the fences, dropping shelters and towers in. it looks pretty rough, but that stuff generally bounces back pretty quick. Sometimes it's surprising how quickly things seem to normalize. WTT Mobile.
Yeah, I think I've talked to you before now that you mentioned you work for Motorola. Probably caught you when you were on the road up here once or twice, maybe. I don't remember exactly, but your voice sounds familiar. Either that, I've heard you on the radio. When I say radio, I mean you got a DJ voice there, buddy. Anyway, got some things I got to catch up on today before I hit the road to go downstate myself. So wish you a 73. Happy Good Friday, and hope you have a good day. Katie, BCW.
Okay, yeah, we probably have talked. That was easy to get tongue-tied on. When we're at our place up north, I've got a couple of all-star notes on repeaters. I got a couple of little lower profile repeaters at the place, and I generally keep one tied into here, and the other will either be over on the East Coast reflector, or there's a hub with a bunch of people I talk to regularly. Hey, take care. You have a good day. Have a great weekend. This is W2P UT Mobile.
QCQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Kilo Tango.
Kilo India 7, Delta India Mike monitoring.
NNN mobile monitoring.
Hello, W8RPM.
K8BCW, good afternoon, Ron.
Hello, Bentley. It is afternoon, isn't it? How'd that happen? It was morning when I left.
Yeah, I should probably grab some lunch at some point here.
I haven't had anything today except tea. I try to stretch it as late in the day as I can. I don't know if it makes any difference or not, but probably doesn't. A nice gloomy dry day. 38 lovely degrees in beautiful downtown Petoskey. Just got my errands done, my Amazon returns dropped off. Got one more stop and back home.
How'd you guys do over in Indian River? We lost power last night at about 11:30, and then it came back on about 9:30 this morning.
Nope. Knock on my wooden head. We've been fortunate. I know that my friends in Akiak were out mostly overnight, too. But nothing. Absolutely nothing. No blinks, no waivers, no brownouts, no nothing. We did have, you know, some fairly significant wind and, you know, heavy rain most of the day and a little bit of hail here and there, a little bit of sleet here and there. But we came out unscathed.
I think I talked to your friend this morning. He worked for Motorola, lived downstate.
Yep, Dan. W2PUT, Dan, lives in Milan. They got a place in Akiak, almost right to the water, or it's right off 23. And, he's one of the gang, one of the original 10 of us in the radar group, and just an all-around good guy. Don't tell him I said that.
Dude's got a great radio, man. He could have been spinning vinyl 45s back in the day.
Okay, that was a full duplex double.
That dude's got a voice for radio. He could have been spinning vinyl 45s back in the day.
Oh, Dan? Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. He's He's probably younger than both of us, I think. He's definitely younger than me by quite a bit. But, yeah, he's a great resource. He's done a lot for the club, done a lot to keep the repeaters on the air. You know, commercial radio guys come in quite handy. But we got to try not to abuse them because, you know, there's always something to do. And, you know, he's still gainfully employed. It's not like he's retired yet, just looking for something to do. He's got to earn a living. Got a flock of kids and a flock of grandkids and family back in Buffalo. And, you know, there's only so many hours in a day.
WTPUD.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Hello to Dan. You got power back at the ranch?
Yeah, it looks like it came back 11-something-ish. Poked into the cameras. The disappointing thing is two of the three cameras came back. The third one is off in La La Land, unavailable. And that's the one we've been looking at the most. I'm temporarily nicknaming it the Critter Cam. That's the one that we're picking up on the workshop. And it's not a weasel or in that type of family. It bounced around like a ferret. I forget what the missus said it was, a something or other cat. And I think it's nesting under the side deck. We've seen it dragging a dead squirrel, presumably to feed its children. Yeah, that camera didn't come back disappointingly. So, but no, power's back on. I just got back in the house here. Had to run up to the Manchester site to look over some stuff and heard the radio chattering in the office. So, not gonna stick, but I figured since I heard my name, I'd just pop in and say hello real quick. W2PUT.
All right, very good. Well, just disregard all those nice things I said about you because I didn't really mean any of them. Bentley?
Mink or an ermine, I think. If it's a little bit bigger, it's probably a pine marten. They're all from the same family.
Yeah, not sure. It's dark in color. And definitely bigger than a ferret. I've seen those before. But, you know, whatever it is, it obviously took down a squirrel for dinner. It was interesting. All right, I'll catch you guys later. I'll have Gaffin here on the radio. I got stuff to do. W2PUT.
No update on the Verizon node issue.
All right, real quick. Comcast. Yeah, Shannon sent me something because he contacted them. So they said that they would be out there today. That's Comcast. I'll believe it when I see.
Yeah, they all suck. They really do. They all suck. Even the good ones suck. If you if you're fortunate enough to not have contractor related outages, but okay. All right. See you later, Bentley. I gotta run in here on my last stop. I'll be back in a minute. W8RPM.
Yeah, Ron, I'm going to drop. I'm heading downstate to celebrate my father's 83rd birthday tomorrow, and I'm going to go for a little walk before I get out of town, so I'll catch up with you later. KBCW.
W8RP. I think that was you, Brad. You're way out of
strange.
Oh, that's probably so. Somebody else in Midyard.
I didn't quite catch that.
I was saying, nobody else in Midyard. Not just Midyard, no.
All right, on. Okay. I've got this. Well, it was going to be a tremendously short drive until I hit every red light that exists. This is awesome.
Is that better? I tried to hit the amber. Maybe is that better? Signal.
No, you're still pretty rough. Sounds like your audio and your repeater isn't being de-emphasized. So, if you're around this evening, I can I'll log in and take a look at it and see if we can make some adjustments there.
Okay. Yeah. Believe it. Okay. I'll be around.
Yeah, I didn't catch much of that at all. We'll see you 7-3, Brad. Catch you later. 8-8.
Thought that was a band opening.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't get hardly any of it, but it's just noisy in the truck. I'm like, okay.
Oh, what's Ron up to?
I'm on the final leg before my arrival back home. I've been out running errands for the last couple hours. Made it to Petoskey and back. I'm almost back home.
Oh, there you go. And back to work after my lunch here. Now I've only got a 5-minute drive when I don't hit every traffic light. Kind
of great. I know a lot of people are off today and a lot of businesses closing at noon and whatnot, but downtown Petoskey was, it didn't even look like a normal Friday. You know, it was, traffic was considerably lighter. But, little bit of drizzle and yuck enough to have the wipers on intermittent. I'm hearing horror stories about, you know, people losing power overnight and trees down and stuff. We escaped all of it. Did have some hail. Kind of mid-afternoon, pretty heavy rain with some hail, but nothing really to speak of.
Well, it can always be worse.
I think we paid our dues last year. Between last year and then the 32 inches of snow a couple of weeks ago, you know, I think we should get a pass from now on until probably next fall.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement. All right, I just pulled into the drive for the parking lot, so time to go back to work. I need to make.
It keeps you out of the bar, you know. Gotta pay those taxes to support all those freeloaders. W8RPM73.
KDAW. Hey,
guys, let's go with 1-1
repeater.
Well, it's better. I'll give you that.
tooling around, so I'm between my repeater in the suit and Max repeater, so. Yeah. Over in the Red Yard and area, so. Or but anyway, so I'll let you go. Thank you, Ada. W Mobile.
Oh, was that you earlier?
Yeah, earlier.
I couldn't even tell. I didn't get enough to pull you out. You were well under 50%. You're about 75 here, but your audio's a little weak, and I have a noisy environment, but at least I can hear you, and I know who you are. So, all right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully winter will take a little break and get done with whatever else it has to do for you guys up there as well as us down here, as I'm definitely over it. W8R,
PM. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, well, hey, it's April, so I think it's cozy with warm weather, so it's going to get warmer from here. So, good to hear from you, right? KW.
Hey, BIS monitoring.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KBCW mobile.
KAKCW, Point Falls, headed south.
KAKCW, Elmira.
Kilo Fox Survey, Echo Kilo Tango, the bridge is finally open.
KE8FKW monitoring. AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon, KE8FKW here.
Hi, good afternoon. How's your afternoon going? I'm just getting ready to head from Vula to Traverse City, heading into church for the evening. How about yourself?
Hey, we're doing good. Oh, we got a little bit of snowflake coming down and some sunshine, so we're, it's a lot better than that rain that they're calling for later. So, maybe we'll just stay snow instead of the rain. But anyways, well, afternoon looked pretty good, so, yeah, other than that. How does, how did your afternoon go?
I went pretty good. We're under partly sunny skies, got some blue patches in between the clouds, and 37 degrees with about a 10-mile-an-hour wind, so no precipitation, and that's a good thing.
So how far from Traverse City?
Beulah, Beulah, Michigan, stands for beautiful, in some language, I forget which. Anyway, about 35 miles directly west of Traverse City, and about 7 miles inland from Frankfort, right on 31.
Oh, okay. Not too bad of a drive.
So,
well, very good.
Sounds like you got a potential new ham in the background there.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Once in a while, they'll make an appearance on the radio.
It's good to get them interested when they're young and can still be dazzled.
Oh, yeah. So, I got a few radios around that they can play with and stuff. So, yeah, once in a while, they'll jump in and we'll chit-chat back and forth. Yeah, probably keep them interested anyway. But, there you go. Yeah, I thought about going to church today. It's not really a requirement, but I thought about it. And then there's church again at 8, so I get to work tomorrow. I get to work this weekend, so I'm not going to make the church. So maybe next year, I think next year I should be able to take off. We were really short staffed this year, so we're cooking the whole 5 days off, but it didn't happen this year, so maybe next year we can do it.
Very good. Yeah, my wife plays in the handball choir at Trinity Lutheran in Traverse City, so she gets there often, and she's playing tonight, as a matter of fact, for the evening service.
Okay. Well, very good. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't do Lutheran stuff, that's for sure. So, but yeah, sounds good though. Yeah, I don't do choir. I just go to church.
Participate.
So. But yeah, once in a while, the kids will do the children choir. So that's good. They enjoy it. That's for sure.
Roger, yeah, the young ones can be amazing. We go to concerts at Interlaken, about 15 miles west of Traverse City, at the Interlaken Arts Academy, and they have basically high school age students that participate in the Musical Arts Academies, and I tell you, they put on some awfully good performances for their ages.
Oh, yeah, for sure, very good, yeah. I want to say they do choir like that up here, too, but I don't know. I'm
must be probably just the school thing, the public school thing, so I think they have their choirs. And yeah, so other than that, I think I'll let you drive make your way to Traverse City, and hopefully it's a good drive for you. And I'm going to enjoy my snow and sunshine. So, are you going to skip out here? The little one's yelling for me. Back over to you, KGFTW, for your final.
Okay, very good. 89NN for a final. And yeah, I don't believe I caught your actual location. I know you're up north somewhere. I think up towards Petoskey or somewhere up there. It must be because it's snowing. So anyway, thanks for the line. Good to get to know you. And don't be a stranger on the repeater. We have a net every Wednesday night at 8:30. And our local club meets the last Saturday of every month at the Platte River Inn in Honor, Michigan for a breakfast at 9 o'clock. Certainly welcome to that. And have a great day. 89 and mobile, I'll be quiet.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, before you go, I'll let you know my location. I'm way up here in the soup. Yep. I can look across the river and see the other Canada soup. So there you go.
83 KEFTW. 89NN,
yes, sir.
Yeah, you mentioned interlocking. You were the one that mentioned interlocking, correct?
Roger.
Well, our family used to vacation on Green Lake, which is Kitty Corner. At that time, it was just a music camp, open in the summer only. So we could sit out on our back porch or whatever and listen to the concerts. I was taking piano lessons at 12 years old, and I wanted to find out what it's like to play the organ, so my dad took me over there. We found somebody, one of the kids, high school age kids, playing the organ. They had these little tiny, almost half a room cabin with the organ, and that's it in there. And this person was, you know, playing on the organ and practicing, and I said, how long do you practice? Well, I practice. I have breakfast, practice, lunch, practice, dinner, practice.
Very good. Yeah, that explains the level of explanation on performances.
Then we went, he took me over to the radio station. Had a tower, well, there was a tower there. There still is. And there still used to be a radio station there. Yeah, I think we ended up at the tower site where the transmitter is and not the building with the station. And we met somebody there, and he yelled at us, threatening to call the police and kicking us out of the site, screaming and hollering. Wasn't pleasant.
That's a great story. Yeah, there still is a radio station there, and Interlocking Public Radio, IPR, and you can stream them through the internet to listen to the performances and requests and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, back then, streaming wasn't there. But when I lived up there, I used to listen to it on the radio, on the car radio coming in for club meetings. Anyways, I just thought it brought back memories. Usually the second week in August is when we would go. And there was a couple of years where we were like the last week in July. My brother was in Little League Baseball, and we had to wait till he was done down here in Royal Oak. I think we listened to Van Cliburn, I think it was. We couldn't afford to go, plus it was sold out. But, you know, they didn't have any rock and roll type music, all classical. Anyways, I'll let you go and concentrate on driving. WAVPC.
All right, very good. Great choice. Thanks for sending those along. And good to get to know you. Thanks for the ride along. AB9NN Mobile. I'll be monitoring them. I'll be monitoring. Have a great.
Okay, 8 UDH monitoring. Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring. Thank you.